know exactly who I am.
I'm not saying your name.
You sure?
And I'll be glad to...
Say my name.
Maybe I should try listening.
That's right. Now, say my name.
It's Matt Cool!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, right here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to us by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read internet wrestling news site on the planet. I don't know why I say internet. And I have to tell you guys something. It is 10:23 p.m. Eastern. I kind of cheated a little bit. I recorded most of the show I was going to do. I recorded it and I was going to tail on a little Hell in the Cell reaction. But I'm scrapping all that shit. And I'm just going to talk about Hell in the Cell. We'll talk a little bit about SmackDown. Talk a little bit about the giant fucking turd that the WWE just laid down right here on Total Engagement today with me, Matt Kuhn. Wasn't it a great week of wrestling? Wasn't it a great week of wrestling until Friday? Now, I know a lot of us think Friday was okay. But looking back on it now, in the context of what we just saw, Friday was also bullshit. Now, if you're going to come to me with the Matt is an AEW mark, or Matt is a WWE hater, or Matt's always bashing WWE, can you just hold on just 1 second and hear what I got to say? Just hear what I got to say and see if you agree with me. Before you go with the ad hominem, or before you paint me in a certain light, keep in mind that this is the same thing as a sports fan who follows a sports team, who's watching the sports team he grew up with as a kid, the one that he wore the baseball caps of and the jerseys of, and he spent so much time watching and investing in as a kid, and followed his whole life, and watching it go in the fucking toilet and abandon everything that I enjoyed about it. It's just like any other sport. Sports are a thing where you have brand loyalty a lot of time, no matter how good it's doing, just based on your proximity. Wrestling is different in that it's not a home sports team. There's only one wrestling. There's not 26 wrestling leagues around the country that are all equal. If you're a WWE fan, you're usually a WWE fan for life, unless you stop being a fan. But for those of us who subscribe to the network, go to WrestleManias, listen to podcasts, the engaged audience, we're fans and we have every right to complain about a product that we once enjoyed that is now going by the wayside. It is not a matter of hating. It is a matter of wanting our team to be successful. It's a matter of wanting our team to entertain us. It's a matter of having brand loyalty to something that we've enjoyed our entire life. It's not as simple a matter as saying, okay, let's fold up our tent and go home because I'm going to follow the Reds now instead of the Cubs. The Bulls are better now, so I'm going to follow them instead of the Lakers. It's not like that. It's a thing where we see every single ingredient there for success, and we're not getting it. They have the talent. They have the people. They have the venues, they have the network, everything they need to provide a great product. And instead, they take their fans for granted by putting out bullshit like they did today. And by bullshit, I don't mean like, oh, I'm so unhappy with the ending. I'm talking about effort. I'm talking about writing effort, creative effort, and follow through. This Hell in a Cell pay-per-view that we just saw had 3 matches announced for it as of Friday. 3 matches. Reminiscent of December to Dismember by ECW, which was another little brand that they didn't give a shit about. Because this week was all about the Raw premiere, the SmackDown premiere, and NXT getting on and forgetting all about this. And forgetting all about that people do care about the top title. People do care about the 3 hours they invest. If they're going to invest in a storyline with Seth Rollins, invest in a character like Seth Rollins. even go as far as to pretend like the Firefly Funhouse was good because we're so desperate to see something different. And we're invested in this. And then the Fiend comes out. We go, this is kind of cool. And we invest in that. Not to mention investing however many years we followed the Hell in a Cell. The ending that we had today was a complete cop-out, a complete disregard of the fans' investment in a creative product, and they can do better. And the timing couldn't have been worse. So let's take you back to Friday. Friday on SmackDown, we had a spectacular show. We had a show with all the bells and whistles, but again, they did not create any kind of reason for us to watch the following week. The Cain Velasquez thing was great. That's fine, okay? But that's just to set up Saudi Arabia. Tyson Fury, that's fine. Just to set up Saudi Arabia, we know that those feuds, such as the Goldberg-Undertaker feud or the Brothers of Destruction versus Triple H and HBK feud, don't really disrupt or exist within WWE canon that takes us to WrestleMania. Again, the time that we've invested. So that's all for nothing, right? The Kofi Kingston thing, the one time that the WWE decides to stick to a plan, the plan is Brock Lesnar is going to fucking crush Kofi at SmackDown. That's fine. The one time they decide to do that is the one time that they maybe should have thought a little bit about the way they have done it and a little bit about the way it should be executed and maybe had a little bit of respect for not Kofi, because it's kind of ridiculous because, you know, the defense is that Kofi got buried. Maybe he didn't get buried. We'll find out this week. If Kofi comes out like he's fine with it, then he got buried. But if Kofi comes out and he's, you know, in a position where he wants that title back and he's fighting for it, then he didn't get buried. And quite frankly, a lot of times us fans come off as ignorant when we talk about we hate this ending or we hate so-and-so getting buried or we hate the way someone's getting treated. Because a lot of times us fans, we don't give things a proper time to kind of work itself out and to see the ending. And other times we don't understand what's going on politically. Other times we don't understand what's going on financially. So I'm not talking about treating Kofi himself fairly because maybe he's fine with all this. I'm talking about treating the fans who have invested time into a storyline, into a standard, into a narrative, into a set of beliefs, and just dispelling it, just saying, fuck it. Don't believe this anymore. Believe that. The fans being invested in this and having Kofi lose to a move that could not beat so many others after a title reign of 6 or 7 months, you can see why that would upset some people. Now, when you say, oh, well, wrestling is predetermined, it's not real, it's not about that. It's about people investing time into a product and expecting some consistency and some thought and some consideration and entertainment. It was entertaining, I suppose, to watch Brock beat Kofi, but it undercut 7 months of entertainment, and also it undercut the last year of Brock Lesnar giving Seth Rollins or Braun Strowman or Roman Reigns or Undertaker more than one, more than two, more than three F5s. But Kofi just takes one and loses. In any case, the SmackDown was a show that people liked and was a show that people in WWE liked. I have a good authority that the people within WWE were very happy with that show. So let's pretend that nothing really matters on SmackDown because we're going to the draft. Nothing really matters on Raw because we're going to the draft. And nothing really matters tonight for Hell in a Cell because we're going, of course, to the draft. However, how in the fuck can you lose by DQ in a Hell in a Cell match? How in the... Okay, hold on. Let me take it back. So, that finish of that match disregarded investment that people put into this product. And it couldn't have come at a worst possible time. And by that I mean, you had this whole thing going on where... You had this whole thing going on where Seth was just being bitched out by this Fiend, right? He was treated like a bitch. He cried. He screamed. He was intimidated. And then I guess the thing is he snapped today and he was no longer intimidated. But it was a thing where the Fiend obviously wasn't being affected by any of Seth's offense, kicking out at one. Seth finally snaps and uses a sledgehammer. And that gets him a DQ? In all the years we've watched Hell in a Cell, has there ever been a DQ? And let's pretend that maybe there is a circumstance for a DQ. Let's just pretend that maybe this whole time they could have DQ'd somebody. In all the years we've watched Hell in a Cell, how many sledgehammers have we seen? A guy got thrown off the fucking top of the goddamn cage and wasn't DQ'd. A guy was broke out of the cage. A guy assaulted a cameraman and got out of the cage that way and wasn't disqualified. Even this very same night, we had two women in the cage and they were using kendo sticks and chairs and stacking 100 chairs in the ring. There wasn't even close to a DQ. There's no DQs in Hell in a Cell. It was a cop-out finish. It wasn't creative. It was a waste of everybody's time. And what were we left with? AEW chants. It's a bad move. It put a sour taste in my mouth. It put a sour taste in my son's mouth. It made us think, okay, well, every time we want to turn the corner with this company, every time we want to have faith that they're going to build something, they're going to care about the creative direction they're going in, we're going to try because this is something we've enjoyed for a long time. And then something like this happens, not just once, not just twice, but again. And don't forget what this show is. It's total engagement, but it's for me, a fan. And if you guys are fans, and we're all wrestling fans. And if you're a wrestling fan, you probably followed the WWE at one point. And if you expect me as a fan that has a podcast that has as many listeners as I'm lucky to have here, if you expect me ever to not fucking say what I think is in the best benefit of myself and truest to myself and also the best benefit to the people listening, then you got the wrong show. If you think I'm looking to bury somebody, you're wrong. If you think I'm looking to be a mark for anybody, you're wrong. If you're thinking that I'm looking to be a hater of anybody, you're wrong. I'm saying I'm a fan and I'm trying to represent the fans. And as fans, we expect better. We put in our time and our money and our years into a product and you need to make an effort. This is the wrong time to play this game. I'm imploring anybody. If you're a fan, expect better. Expect better. And don't think you have to abandon ship because you didn't like this. Don't think you have to leave. Expect better out of this company. They've shown they can do better. But this is a low point. Make no mistake about it. This was a miscalculation and a low point at the worst possible time. And if you're one of those people who are thinking, if you don't like it, Matt, you can change the channel. You can watch something else. That's very true. But quite honestly, the kind of person who says that is, number one, not the kind of person who has loyalty to a product that they've really been invested in for a long time, especially when you have long-term storylines. And number two, you may not be aware that you can change course and you can make something better by your own will any fucking time you want. We're customers. We are customers of this business. Now, we can't make demands on them, but it behooves us, and it makes a lot of sense, and we're justified in saying, hey, put in a fucking effort here. Put in a fucking effort, and don't treat us like fucking dummies. Because we're being loyal to you, be loyal to us. We are fans. Appreciate your fans. The good news is, as I said on the review that I'm not putting out because I want to talk about this now, NXT was a great show. NXT was a great show. AEW was a great show. So I think for now, for us fans, Wednesday nights looks like the way to go. Late breaking, we're going to cut in with an announcement. I have a Total Engagement listener. His name's John Moretti. He is on site. He was at the show. So maybe it's just my perspective. I'm going to interview him real quick, talk to him, get his feedback, and then we're going to cut back into and wrap up this episode of Total Engagement. Okay, cool. I'm here with John Moretti. John Moretti is a listener to Total Engagement. John, I'm doing a show that's completely lambasting and crapping on what we just saw. You were in the building. What was the reaction of the fans to the ending of the match, the Hell in a Cell match with Seth and The Fiend?
So as soon as the referee called for the disqualification, everybody, you know, stood up yelling, like, what? What is going on? A lot of bullshit chants. And then a lot of, around me, a lot of AEW chants. And then so it was kind of a lot of waiting to see, like, okay, that can't be the ending. And then when all the referees came out and The Fiend, you know, woke back up with the mandible claw, there was a loud restart the match chant. And I think that's kind of when the show went off the air, when he was doing the claw on the outside of the ring. And you could see on the screen the logo come up, so you knew the show was over.
Right.
Loud, loud bullshit chants, more AEW chants, then a loud refund chant that lasted a while. And just nobody was leaving. Everybody kind of kept, like, this can't be it. A lot of talk, like, how do you have that finish in a Hell in a Cell match? Or, you know, a lot of, I was just explaining to my wife, like, that's where you shouldn't even just make the match if that's your ending.
There's definitely an argument to be made for that. Hey, let me ask you this. When we were at home, we heard when Seth Rollins was giving curb stomps, the crowd was booing. And then when The Fiend was coming back, he was getting cheered. And then it seemed like our volume went down. Is that what was going on in the crowd there? Was The Fiend getting cheered wildly and Seth Rollins was getting booed pretty roundly?
Yeah, the whole crowd was going for The Fiend. It was just plainly obvious. Yeah, lots of boos with all those curb stomps.
Because at home, it was quiet. After the first couple, it was quiet. So even towards the end, people were booing Seth Rollins, and they were cheering for The Fiend?
Yeah, it never ended. So after, like I told you, so after the show went off the air and nobody was leaving, you finally saw referees help Seth Rollins up to walk him to the back, and more just loud, loud boos.
Wow. And as far as the timing of it and people chanting AEW, do you feel this was probably maybe the worst possible time for them to book something like this?
Absolutely. With all the buzz of the last week, I mean, why? I don't know who thought that was a good idea.
The crowd was upset. They stayed. They stuck around to boo, to chant "We want refunds," to chant AEW, to chant bullshit. It was probably unlike any ending of any show you've ever seen.
No, I'm 45. I've been going to shows for over 30 years. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, John, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I'm going to let you get back to your wife and your kid.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Well, there you go. It's just like I said, the fans rebelled. They don't like it. The creative's not there. It's like John said, why even make the match if you're going to have an ending like this? It was the worst possible time to do anything like this. And definitely a bellwether moment, and might be a tipping point, might be a historic moment in the Wednesday Night War. We'll find out, because I think what we're going to see is coming up this week. I know there's been predictions, but I'm going to go ahead and lay them on the line. I think AEW is going to go up. I think NXT is going to go up. I think Raw is going to go down, and I think SmackDown is going to go down. And I think it's going to be a result of this. WWE guys, if you want to say I'm hating on him, you can go ahead and say that. But let's say this instead. This was an opportunity for you guys to set the narrative, to set the story, and to say, hey, we had a big week, Raw, AEW, NXT, SmackDown. But guess what every motherfucker is going to be talking about? They're going to be talking about Hell in a Cell. We are going to set the stage for the next week because this competition's real. Guys, you're going to find out between the Kofi thing and the way it was handled, I think you might have lost a few audience members forever because they didn't have options before. And for tonight, guys, you got to do better. I have faith you will. I'm a lifelong WWE fan. I'm rooting for you. But right now, I'm watching and looking forward to AEW and NXT. But we'll talk more tomorrow. We'll see if I'm overreacting. Go ahead and give me some reaction over on Twitter, at Matt Kuhn Music or at Total Engage Show. Go ahead and go to iTunes, whether you want to or not, and subscribe to the show. Give us a 5-star review. And guys, thank you for all the downloads for our episode with Rich Fan about racism yesterday and for Crime and Wrestling the day before. And every single week, these daily shows have gone up. I've done 35 in a row now. I'm not going to stop. because we have the best fans in the world, like John and everybody, and like my friend Carl that I met this week. And I'm going to keep meeting you guys. I'm going to keep talking to you guys, because it's not just my show. It's our show, a fan show. Total engagement with you and me, Matt Coon.